Running a small business is incredibly exciting, but it also can be incredibly challenging. And during normal operations as a small business owner, there are a lot of things that we're challenged with. We all need to take care of ourselves and that it's not a selfish act. And as a small business owner, it's really, really important that we put ourselves first.
Hi everyone, welcome to this episode of the Make It Happen show, where it's time for you to make it happen. In these implementation sessions, we're joined by an industry expert who'll take you through in detail how to make it happen in your business. These are full of implementable actions, so get your pens ready, take notes, and be ready to apply these to your business. Let's get into it.
Hi everyone, my name's Tim Hoopman. I'm a speaker, mentor and coach with a real focus on mental health and small business. I've been a small business owner for over 20 years and I certainly enjoy speaking, mentoring, talking about mental health, how that we can have better mental health, not only as a small business owner, but generally in our lives. So I have great joy in being able to join sessions like this and talk to small business owners as a small business owner. Beyond Blue is a not-for-profit organisation that deals with mental health, in particular anxiety, depression and suicide prevention. They do amazing work and they have amazing resources. And the more that speakers and people that work with them can share that message, share those resources with everybody, the better off we all will be because we can learn a lot about mental health and how to take care of ourselves. I've had an amazing four-year relationship with Beyond Blue. For a couple of reasons. One is, as a small business owner, I struggled with anxiety and I wasn't really sure what was going on. And when I found out about it and I learnt about it and I learnt to build resilience and I learnt to live with it, I wanted then, when I sold my small business, because I had a small business years ago, I wanted to give back. So I started as a volunteer with Beyond Blue to talk about better mental health. But then in the last couple of years, I've done a lot of work with them in small business, which I absolutely love. And it's really important to be able to talk to small business owners when the times are good, but also when the times are really challenging to help them. So through Beyond Blue, I've been able to do that. And it's, again, one of the most rewarding experiences in my life. Running a small business is incredibly exciting, but it also can be incredibly challenging. And during normal operations as a small business owner, there are a lot of things that we're challenged with. You know, we've got a business to run, we've got teams, we've got suppliers, we've got customers. You know, we have cash flow to worry about, we've got reporting to the Australian Tax Office. There's a lot of things that we're responsible for, and very important things as well. So generally, as a small business owner, there's lots and lots to do, and it can at times become very stressful. In particular, what I've seen and also experienced the last 2 years has been incredibly challenging for a lot of small business owners. So in addition to what's been happening, you have the pandemic of the last 2 years over the top of it, and that's increased people's stress levels. And a lot of research that's been done has shown that small business owners reported a high level of psychological distress. So that could be if they're a micro business owner, just a general small business, or in particular, sole operators find this because often they feel very lonely, they feel often isolated, they're not really sure where to go. So running a small business is exciting, but there are many, many challenges, and it's really important to understand those challenges and to know when help is available. As a small business owner, I think one of the things that I've learnt in particular in the last 4 years working closely with Beyond Blue is that we all need to take care of ourselves and that it's not a selfish act. And as a small business owner, it's really, really important that we put ourselves first. Now, that might sound to a lot of small business owners quite challenging. I've got teams to run, I've got customers to look after, I've got suppliers, all those things. So how am I going to look after myself? But I think in particular, when we do take care of ourselves, it's really, really important. And some of the signs that you might have experienced or you might see in other people that are struggling. And that's also a really important thing because sometimes we can see it in other people when we can provide support to them. So obviously working hours is a big one. And it might be easier to talk about work boundaries than it is being able to put them in place as a small business owner. But it's that care factor. So if you're working many, many hours a week and excessively and it's consistently, that might be a little sign that you need to check in with yourself and work out how you could maybe adjust that or do it a little differently. One of the big things that I've experienced and I've seen in other people is when we experience a change in our normal behavior, and it goes on for a while, so maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks, things might be happening. Sometimes we don't even know it ourselves. So things like if we are stopping our exercise, maybe we're not going to that team sport that we used to be involved in, perhaps we've stopped catching up with some friends, perhaps we're telling ourselves we just don't have time for family, for friends, and we really are just focusing on our business. Sometimes those changes in behavior are indications that something might be going on. And the other thing as well is when you've got things like sleep patterns and diet and all of those things in added to it, it's really important to kind of just check in with yourself. See if things have changed a little bit. See if you notice. Sometimes a really good friend might have commented or been kind enough to have a talk and check in with you because they've noticed some changes. It's very, very challenging at times to face up to those changes. But from my experience, the earlier we do that, the more that we think about ourselves and just check in with ourselves, often the earlier we can get support. I spent a number of years struggling with anxiety and not really knowing what was going on. And so I didn't really deal with self-care very well. But then when I worked out and that I was struggling with anxiety, I started building resilience and I started developing what I would call my mental health toolbox. And I love sharing that with other people. So there are things that I do regularly, you know, daily, weekly, monthly, ongoing, that help me take care of me. One of them in particular is exercise, but for me, the ocean and swimming is really important. So the cold water, I'm a great swimmer, I love ocean swimming, I love lap swimming. That's really important to me and I love going out and doing that. So for example, today, I wanted to set myself up for success. So I went down and I did my laps, I spent some time for myself. I really focused on me to set my day up for success. So exercise, sleep and diet are three things that are really, really important to me. And it might sound really simple, but I would ask you all to think about your exercise, sleep and diet. There are many other things you can do, positive thoughts, your social interactions, your work boundaries. But over time, you can start to build that mental health toolkit, just slowly adding things into it. But in particular, my exercise is probably pivotal in making sure that I'm taking care of me. I'm taking some time out, I'm looking after me, and it sets me up for success. It sets me up for the day, and it helps me deal with things when they get that little bit more stressful, as they often do.
Hi there, Tim jumping in here quickly to say if you're enjoying this episode, our team at The Entourage has plenty more for you to sink your teeth into. We not only publish a new episode every week, plus the full video on YouTube, we also have heaps of resources and tools on our website available to help you build and scale an impactful business. You can find the link to all of this in our About section. Also, so you never miss any of the insights and strategies from our guests, don't forget to subscribe to learn more each week. Now, let's get back to the show.
I always recommend to people consistency is the key. If you want to run a marathon, you go about consistently training in the lead up to that. I'm sure some of you could get there on the day and just run it. I'm not sure I would cope very well doing that. So consistency is the key. How do you build up your mental health toolkit? How do you do things for you on a consistent basis? And start small. I talked about ocean swimming, talked about lap swimming. Maybe it's just a walk around the park. Maybe you walk a different way to work if you are, you know, working in an office. Maybe you walk to get your coffee instead of stopping in the car on the way. There's lots of different things you can do. So my advice is consistency. Start small. Do little things that really make you feel good. Choose the things that you love that make you feel better and fill up your cup. And then the other thing is really important to remember, don't punish yourself. If I haven't swum for a day or two for whatever reason, I don't then punish myself. In the past, I might have, but I've learned also to be kind to myself. I love my swimming. I know I need to do it regularly. You know, diet and exercise and positive thinking is important for me as well. But I don't punish myself if I don't do it every day. But it is great if you consistently can do something just for you every single day. Beyond Blue have some amazing programs to support you if you're struggling. I want to just touch briefly on the New Access program, which is just for small business owners. I think it's really important, perhaps, for the audience. It was developed in conjunction with Beyond Blue. It's been running for about a year now. Stakeholder program as they developed it and watched it grow. And I've heard firsthand from the counsellors that work with small business owners on the great results they've done. So it's a free and confidential mental health coaching program. It's been developed by Beyond Blue. It's designed to support small business owners, help them manage life's pressures so that they can move forward. It's a structured 6-session program, and it'll give you really good practical tools to help you take care of yourself. You'll work with a coach. It's available via phone, via video call, Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So they're also thinking about a business owner when they may be available with things that are brought up, you know, the challenges that are brought up. So it's really good. You can access it through the Beyond Blue website. There you can fill in an online form. For some of you, if you'd just like to make a call, if that's easier for you, you can call 1-300-945-301. As a small business owner, it's a great support tool, and I would encourage anyone that's just feeling like they need some support. For me, you can find me on LinkedIn, or I have a personal website. It's Tim Hoopman, spelled HOOPMAN.com, or reach out to me on LinkedIn. Thanks very much for listening today. I get much joy speaking to audiences such as yourself, being able to share a little bit about what I do to take care of me, share the great resources that Beyond Blue have, and in particular, encourage each and every one of you to just take care of yourself. It's not a selfish act. Look after you, and then you'll be in a great position to look after your small business, the people around you, and the ones that you need to provide support for. So thank you very much for listening.
Thanks for tuning in to the Make It Happen show, brought to you by our team at The Entourage, Australia's leading business coaching and training provider. We're on a mission to empower entrepreneurs by giving them everything they need to build great businesses and live meaningful lives. If you got something out of this episode, picked up a great takeaway, or just want to say hi, don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes or let us know at The Entourage Official on all social platforms. We'd love to hear from you. Catch you in the next episode with our next guest right here. Bye for now.